So back here just about ready for the second half. The Vandals lead it 42-0. And just about a minute, 15 seconds to go, and the Vandals will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. And we will be in continuous clock as the Vandals are up 40-plus points. So the Vandals up 42-0 as we get started here in the third quarter. We are at North Mac High School. 25 miles from Springfield here in Verdon. So about an hour, 25-minute drive right around that. So running clock is kind of a blessing, you know, get this, you know, get it through. So but we will be continuous clock. Of course, the clock will stop if anyone scores. As we saw last week a couple times, Vandals against Staunton were in continuous clock the whole second half, too. But we get set as the clock rolls down. Vandals did have a lot of penalties in the first half. I'm a little curious to ask Coach Kalea about had those two personal foul penalties, very short order. I did see one push by a Vandal that would probably earn you a penalty. So, but they did have a few penalties, really hurt themselves on the one drive where North Mac got it into deep into Vandal territory, the only time they did. And North Mac did have a big completion on that drive, too, not to take away from them, but the Vandals were able to stop them on fourth down, came up with a big stop, and were able to get the ball back. So North Mac will get set to kick it away. And we'll see. Wouldn't expect an onside kick or anything like that. Nope, going deep. And it is Connor Depew, catches it back at about the 7. He's not had many opportunities to return. Head to the 30, in some trouble. Now he's going to cut back from the near side of the field all the way to the far side of the field, able to break a tackle. He's ahead to the 40, still on his feet to the 45, still on his feet at midfield. Now we've got a flag down. Now he fumbles. I think the Vandals did get it back, but we do have a flag down back at about the 37-yard line. So the Vandals did recover. Connor Depew did lose it for a moment, but he was able to recover his own fumble. But we do have a flag down. Oh, it's against North Mac. A face mask? I believe that's what they signaled. So it's a face mask penalty against North Mac. I don't know where the penalty was. The flag is back at the 38. They put the ball all the way up at the 44, so I don't know where the penalty was. So I didn't see a face mask. It would have, I guess it could have been somebody other than Connor Depew. But anyway, so the Vandals have it at the North Mac 44-yard line. Two receivers line up, right, one left. Quentin Stumbaugh hands it off to Matthews. He's trying to bounce to the outside, fighting for some yardage. Gets ahead to about the 42, I believe. Pickup of two, maybe three. It'll be a second down and 8. Ooh, second down and 9. They're only going to give him a yard. I was hoping they'd give him the reach ahead there for some extra yards, but they don't. Second down and 9 for the Vandals from the North Mac 43. Just underway. In the third quarter, we will be continuous clock as the Vandals lead this one 42-0. Two receivers line up left, one right. That's Andrew Casey on the far side of the field. Vandals go right to left here in this third quarter. Quentin Stumbaugh, long count. Hands it off to Matthews, but there was some issues there, and it ends up being a fumble. The Vandals lose yardage back to the 47. I think Quentin meant to fake the handoff and keep the football, but did not work out that way, and the ball popped out loose, and it'll bring up a third down and 12 for the Vandals back at the 46. They are in North Mac territory, third down and 12 at the North Mac 46, just underway in the third quarter. Third down and 12 for the Vandals. Stumbaugh from the shotgun takes the snap, rolls left. He's in trouble, and he's just going to have to throw it away. The Vandals have been a little bit of it. Now we've got a flag coming in. Well, what's this for? It's a well away from the play. So there's a flag down right about midfield. It was going to bring up a fourth down for the Vandals. Well, there's just been an unbelievable amount of flags in this game. And the clock, of course, is running through this confusion. Now the officials are talking over, pointing at things. What's the flag for? They just point. So an intentional grounding against the Vandals. I would disagree with that. I thought Quentin was outside the box there when he threw the ball, but I don't know why that took so long. That's what I don't understand here. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 21. Vandals with the ball all the way back at their own 45. So a lot of indecision, a lot of talk. I mean, that to me should have been cut and dried. You throw the flag for the intentional ground, you call the penalty. Anyway. So the Vandals with a fourth down and 21. And not sure what the Vandals are doing, if they're going to go for it or not. And I don't think North Mac does either. Now Stumbaugh punts it, and he kicks it straight up in the air. And North Mac's going to end up with the ball. It's going to take a Vandal roll, and North Mac will have it at their own 45. So Quentin Stumbaugh kind of lined up to be quarterback and then just went ahead and kicked it, and it just went straight up in the air. And Coach Clay shaking his head, so not a great offensive possession for the Vandals there. 7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining, third quarter. Now, Andrew Casey came out of the game earlier with a little bit of a leg issue, so I'd imagine that's why he was not punting there. So North Mac with the football for the first time here in the second half. Two receivers line up right, one left. Powell takes the snap, hands it off. This is to Miller, and the Vandals will trip him up at about the 46-yard line. Kobe Lux able to trip him up. Keegan Miller, he's a sophomore for North Mac. He's got some nice speed. And they'll spot it at about the 47-yard line, 48-yard line. They'll pick up about four, second down and six. Second down and six for North Mac. There's another flag out. I guess they just dropped it. But that's happened a couple of times, too. That inadvertent flags flying out all over the place. I guess just throw it out there and figure out if there's a penalty later. Second down and six from their own 48 for North Mac. Powell from the shotgun. Two receivers to his left, one right. He rolls left, looking to square his shoulders to get the pass away. He is in trouble, and he is going to be sacked back at the 41-yard line. See what Vandal's in on that. I see Lucas Bowers in on that. I see Benton Dively in there. And Gunnar Major again. And so a sack for the Vandals. Another one. They've had six now in the game. And it's back at their own 42-yard line for North Mac. Third down and 12 from their own 42. Tighter formation, two receivers out each side. Powell fakes to his left, goes to his right. He has a complete pass, and they will force the receiver out of bounds on the far side of the field of the 45. It's Kevin Bricker. So it is I think he got the first down for North Mac, and he does, into Vandal territory ahead to the 44. North Mac with the first down ahead to the Vandal 44-yard line. 5 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. First down and 10 for North Mac from the Vandal 44. Powell from the shotgun, two receivers right, one left. Hands it off. This is Gearing. And he got away. Vandals thought they had him wrapped up, and he was able to get away and ends up all the way ahead to about the 32-yard line. So a pickup. They're going to mark it at the 34, so he's able to pick up some nice yardage. And it is going to be a first down for North Mac ahead to the Vandal 34. So it is a 10-yard pickup. And a first down for North Mac. Three receivers line up, two to the right, one left. Powell drops back to pass. Pass across the middle, incomplete. Intended receiver was Bricker. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. Second down and 10 for North Mac as they move the ball into Vandal territory. The Vandals lead it 42-0. 4 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We are in continuous clock here in the second half as the Vandals had a 42-0 lead at halftime. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 34. Powell takes the snap, rolls right. He's going deep again. It is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Really good job by the Vandals cover man on that, Kendall Mestrick. Intended receiver was Clark Sanson. And it'll bring up a third down and 10 for North Mac. And the ball at the Vandal 34-yard line. Third down and 10 for North Mac. This would be four down territory at the Vandal 34-yard line. One receiver lines up right, two receivers line up left. Powell takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's in trouble, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to have to look to run, and he's going to get out of bounds at about the 28-yard line on the far side of the field. That'd be a pickup of about six if that's where he did go out of bounds. Actually, it's going to be the 29, so a pickup of five. So it'll be fourth down and about five coming up for North Mac. Fourth down and five coming up for North Mac from the Vandal 29-yard line. Two receivers line up right, one left for Powell. From the shotgun, got Deering in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, rolls right, looking deep. He is incomplete, and the Vandals will take over. So fourth down and out for North Mac. They do move the ball there. But the Vandals will take back over with 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 42-0. And I don't think I've ever said this early in a game. The Vandals will improve to 8-0 on the season, heading into their final game of the regular season next Friday night. Of course, senior night at Mark Griff Field as the Vandals will take on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Litchfield came into tonight's game at 0-7. Pending their result tonight. 1 minute, 55 seconds remaining. Vandals, Quentin Stumbaugh out there at quarterback. Matthews is a running back. Stumbaugh in the pistol formation. Two receivers left, one right. Hands it off to Matthews, trying to break some tackles. And gets it basically to the 30. Basically no gain. It'll be second down and 10. Colburn is out there still. Connor DePue out there for the Vandals. And it is second down and 10. Vandals have two receivers wide to the right. That is Andrew Casey and Jordan Colbert. One receiver to the left is Connor DePue. And it is Brody Matthews in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh. Quentin from the shotgun takes the snap. He rolls right. Now steps up. Now he rolls back left. Now gets a pass away. It is Connor DePue with the catch. He's got it at the 40. Cuts back around his man, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Near corner of the end zone, and the Vandals back on the board, making it 48-0, pending the extra point. The field is clean. Nice job by Stumbaugh. As he rolled right, came back to his left, finds DePue. For the 69, that'd be 70-yard touchdown at the 52-second mark here in the third quarter. And Cole Durbin will be set to attempt the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Vandals lead it 49-0. 49-0, 52 seconds remaining. Third quarter, we'll take a break on WKRV.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel and Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Are you ready for Old Man Winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service any make or model. Stumbaugh's also carry a complete line of air filtration and indoor air quality products to eliminate problems with allergies and dust. And don't forget that whole house humidifier to take care of those dry sinuses and annoying static electricity problems. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today at 283-0142 or stop by 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Check them out on the web at stumbaugh's.com. Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning is your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
So North Mac on the kick ends up returning it ahead to their own 36-yard line, and that's where they will take over with 15 seconds remaining, third quarter. Powell from the shotgun, two receivers right, one left. He's going to hand it off to Deering, and he's going to get ahead to about the 40, Russell Deering. As I said earlier, he's had some big games for them on the ground, and that is the end of the third quarter. So third quarter is complete. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, my name is Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities, to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
And first pass as we come back in the third quarter, and the Vandals are going to get called for a for a pass interference. Little hitch and go by Powell trying to get it to Bricker. And Adam Buescher on the coverage, and he is going to have contact before the ball got there, so it is going to be a personal foul penalty. Pass interference. I think the personal fouls earlier got me. But a pass interference penalty against Adam Buescher. And it is ahead to the Vandal 44. New quarterback into the game, Chase Milberg into the game at quarterback for North Mac. He's a senior. He started their first couple of games this year. So Milberg in there at quarterback now for North Mac. Another big penalty against the Vandals here on the pass interference. Man in motion. Milberg gets the pass to that man in motion. That is Caden Casey. And he fights his way ahead to about the 41, 42-yard line on the near side of the field. Pickup of about four. Just underway fourth quarter. Vandals lead it 49-0. We are in continuous clock, so it is rolling along. Two receivers line up left, one, two receivers to the right. Milberg in at quarterback. Deering in the backfield with him, takes the snap. Little hitch and go again. He's in some trouble. Now gets a pass away deep. He does have a man, incomplete. lot of traffic around their one intended receiver, Bricker. Kobe Lux was right there, knocked it down. And it'll bring up third down and 8 coming up for the North Mac Panthers. Third down and 8 coming up for North Mac. Vandals lead 49-0. This is Milbert, two receivers line up to his right, one left, takes the snap, rolls right, looking downfield, gets a pass away incomplete. And it'll bring up a fourth down for North Mac, a fourth down and 8. So fourth down and 8 for the North Mac Panthers from the Vandal 42-yard line. Fourth down and 8 from the Vandal 42-yard line for the North Mac Panthers. 49-0, the Vandals on top. Three receivers line up right, one left. Milbert from the shotgun takes the snap. Drops back under pressure. Steps up in the pocket. Gets a pass away. He's got a man, but incomplete pass. Caden Casey could not come up with it. The Vandals take over on downs. So 8 minutes, 55 seconds remaining. The Vandals will take over on downs, leading 49-0. So the Vandals will take over. And we'll see who's in at quarterback for the Vandals. And it'll be Patty McDowell. So Patty McDowell is in at quarterback for the Vandals. See Nestrick in there as a receiver. Kobe Lux in there as a receiver. And it is Andrew Kripe in there as well. Two receivers line up left, one right. Running back is Benton Dively, who had a touchdown last week. McDowell in there at quarterback. Patrick McDowell takes the snap, hands it off to Dively, and North Mac was in the backfield, hit him immediately, and he's going to lose some yardage back to about the 37. It'll be second down and about 14 coming up. Wasn't anything Dively could do. He got hit immediately as soon as he received the handoff. It's Kendall Nestrick, Kobe Lux, and Carter Robbins, the receivers on the left, and Andrew Kripe, the receiver to the right for the Vandals. And Dively, the running back in the backfield. Patty McDowell in at quarterback for the Vandals. McDowell, 6'1", 200-pound sophomore. And he is in the pistol formation, takes the snap, hands it off. Dively, looking for some room, doesn't find much, and basically gets it back to the line of scrimmage, third down and about 14. Inside 7 minutes remaining in the game. Inside 7 minutes remaining in the game, and it'll bring up a third down and 15 for the Vandals. Looks like three receivers will line up left for the Vandals. Vandals going left to right here in this fourth quarter. Third down and 15. Play clock at 5 for the Vandals. Man in motion, that is Nestrick. McDowell's going to keep it himself. Able to break a couple of tackles, stays on his feet. He's got the first down and more as he gets into North Mac territory ahead to about the 43. A nice run by McDowell. A little misdirection there on the man in motion. And the Vandals get the first down. McDowell with a nice run. And a first down and 10 for the Vandals ahead to the North Mac 43-yard line. We are better than halfway through this fourth quarter. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the North Mac 43. Two receivers will line up to the right, Kendall Mestrick and Andrew Kripe. It is Robbins and Lux lining up to the left. McDowell from the pistol formation takes the handoff, takes the snap, I should say, gives a handoff to Dively. Runs ahead to about the 39, pick up a 4, maybe 5. For the Vandals. Vandals would be content to just run the ball and keep it. I would say run out the clock, but the clock's running continuously, so not so much. But you can eat up a lot on the play clock time, too, before having to run a play. Second down and six from the North Mac 39-yard line. Matthews now in at running back. Two receivers line up to the right, one left. McDowell takes a snap, hands it off. This is to Matthews, and he's got a lot of room in front of him. Gets ahead to the 30. Well, first down for the Vandals. Picked up of 9 on the run. And it is first down and 10 for the Vandals ahead to the North Mac 30. 4 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 49-0. Vandals trying to pitch the shutout tonight against North Mac, who offensively has done some good things this year. So McDowell in at quarterback. Looks like he's going to have Nestrick and Matthews in the backfield with him. Two receivers line up left, one right. As he takes the snap, gives it to Nestrick. He gets brought down basically at the 30. And it'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from the North Mac 30. Vandals look to the sideline, get the play, letting play clock run down. Using up as much time as they can before running the play here in the situation in the game, leading 49-0. Two receivers each side for McDowell, but the Vandals are going to keep this ball on the ground. Now they put a man in motion, Robbins. They're going to give it to Robbins. He sweeps to the outside, far side of the field, left side. He cannot get around the corner, and he's going to be brought down at the 30. And it'll bring up a third down and about 10 coming up for the Vandals. We'll be inside 3 minutes remaining in the game before this next play goes off. Third down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball at the North Mac 30-yard line. Dow, the quarterback. He's got Matthews in the backfield with him. Now lines up three receivers to his right, one left. Nestrick, Robbins, and Kripe line up to his right. I believe it's Lux to his left. Hands it off for Matthews, and he gets some room ahead to about the 25. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about 5 coming up. Fourth down and about 5 coming up for the Vandals. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals with a fourth down here from the North Mac 27-yard line. So from the 27 of North Mac, we're down at about 6 for the Vandals. McDowell takes the snap, hands it off. This is Matthews, and he got ahead to about the 24. Going to be short of the first down. And North Mac will take over. So North Mac will take over with a minute 39 seconds remaining. I think North Mac must have used a timeout here. Yes. So North Mac uses a timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Also, timeouts brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So a minute, 39 seconds remaining in the game. And North Mac with the ball. They do use a timeout. First down and 10 from their own 24 after they take over. Milberg in at quarterback. He pitches it. and ran ahead to about the 37-yard line as he pitches it into the hands of Mason Turner. So Mason Turner with a nice run for North Mac. And the clock back to running. And it is a first down for North Mac. So a first down for North Mac. Ahead to the 36-yard line. Milberg back to pass. He's going to go deep. He's got a man. It is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. And intended receiver Clark Sanson on the far side of the field. Nestrick was deep with him for the Vandals. 50 seconds remaining. Second down and 10 for North Mac from their own 36-yard line. Milberg in at quarterback, senior. Two receivers lined up to his left, one right. Takes the snap, drops back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, under pressure. It's a pass away. It's intercepted by the Vandals. At about the 43-yard line, that is Kobe Lux with the pick. With 20 seconds remaining. And I don't know if the Vandals will have to run a play by the time they get the ball transferred and everything with the clock running. I think it'll probably just run out, and it will. So the Vandals get the interception, and that's going to finish it off here tonight. So the Vandals, a 49-0 win here tonight over the North Mac Panthers. Vandals improved to 8-0 on the season, and North Mac falls to 2-6 on the year.